Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio audience. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, and I am so grateful to be able to come into your home today to just bring the Word of God to you live and in color. I just thank God this morning because He's a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a marvelous God. He's the God of all mankind. He's the Lord and God of the living. He's a bright morning star. Oh, my God, He's all of that. And I just thank God this morning for just being in the midst and in the presence of the living this morning. Thank God for allowing me to be able to rise this morning with the use and activities of my limbs and unclothed in my right mind. Giving God glory for life, for being able to use my limbs. Praise God, and I have a mind to work for the Lord, and that's all that I am, praise God, excited about today, because I know without Him I'm nothing. So this is Pastor Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. And this morning, praise God, I would like to let you know, praise the Lord, that if you would like, praise God, you can also tune in on a Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday to the prayer conference call, The Word of God is Going Forth. And that number you can call will be 712-432-0175, 712-432-0175, and you will put in the PIN 0173534, and that will take you into the conference room, and there we can just engage and just, praise God, just enjoy the Word of God, because you can never get too much of the Word. Because remember, the Bible stated that the Word of God shall stand. Everything else is going down except the Word of God. We must learn to want to eat the whole stroll, eat it, the bitter and the sweet of the Word, because the Word is what's going to carry us through. Amen. And I'm just honoring, praise God, and giving God the glory once again. So this program is being sponsored, praise God, and just, praise God, and sponsored by Landmark Realty. Praise God, Anointed Words Biblical College, praise God, online, and also Graham Private Christian High School. I thank God for that. And just remember, you can call in Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. at 712-432-0175, PIN number 107-3534, and we thank God for you. And this morning, we're going to continue our Word and our Word study. And we've got a journey through it again, once again. Remember, we're on a journey. We're not just standing still. We're moving. We're trying to get to some place. Praise God. Now, we're going to get there, praise God. We're going to realize, praise God, and we're going to, you know, accept what we are getting going on this journey. So when we get to that journey, we know that we will have what we need. Amen. And this morning, I'm going to be coming to you. And, Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your grace. I'm grateful for your mercy. And I am grateful. Praise God for how you watched over me, kept me, provide for me. And praise God, you are, praise God, what I need. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to journey through the word this morning. We're going to go through the prayer. And we're going to go through worship and prayer with a powerful covering. Because this morning, praise God, we're going to start out because we must understand, praise the Lord, that, you know, when we are praying and we are going through, praise God, prayer is the key. See, there are many people who want to know why do we have to pray. But see, there are different forms of prayer. But this morning, we're going to talk about the prayer, praise God, that we use or we go through and we pray. And we pray because it is a communication. It is a communication device. And with this, we can be able to contact the Godhead and God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, and prayer is just like having a loved one that's near to you, that is related to you, that you can talk to about everything and anything. And that's what we look at, praise God, our prayer life. When we have a good established prayer life, we can look at that as talking to the Creator, you know, in heaven. And He listens to us and He hears us when we pray. Because God, with that, this is all we need, is just that simple. Prayer is not a complicated situation. It's not a complicated thing. Prayer, praise God, is a conversation. Do we not understand that God created us that we may be able to communicate with Him? You see, communication is the most important thing there is. Because when we don't have communication, even here on earth, chaos breaks out. Because there's a breakdown in communication. We must understand that we must be able to pray to God, talk to God, and get to God. How do we do those things? Through prayer and communicating with God. You understand now? And remember, it is not just enough to know about God, okay? But we must know, not just knowing that he exists, but it's having a deeper and a personal relationship with him makes all the difference in our lives. You see, yes, everybody knows he exists, but do everybody have a relationship with him? No. Just like the devil believes, but he trembles. Understand? So what we're saying here is that it's not just enough for you to know that he exists. It just it must be more than that. You have, must have a relationship, connectionship with him. Yes. You see, we must have that, because one thing you must understand, you can pray anywhere, anytime, when you know that God is in you and you in him. Pray loud, pray silent, however you want to do it, but we must have that connection with him. Understand? Prayer should not just be done, something done to be a show, praise God, but it must be alone, but you just go, you know, into your private place where there is no distraction. Spend quality time with him. You know, sometimes we have to realize that we can't do everything microwave, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, push the button. We have to spend some time with God. And having that one-on-one time with God, it is critical. It is very critical in our daily lives. Now, when you hear the voice of God through what you have been asking him for, his word, that's the most fabulous, greatest thing you could even ask for, is when you hear that small, still voice. Because the Bible declares that my children, listen, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, means somebody they don't even know, they're going to follow that. Because they know that's not the Father's voice. Amen. And so you must understand, praise God. When we pray, praise God, not got to be like the hypocrites who love to pray standing there loud and want to be seen on the corners and in the synagogues and everybody see them. You know, they really pray. But you see, you must always know this. Pray always to move God, not man. Remember that. Pray to move God, not man. Because when you pray to move God and not man, you are praying a powerful prayer in worship, and God begins to cover you. It's a covering for your protection. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. Worship is good through prayer. You know, it brings us closer together into him. It helps us change. It changes our lives. It changes our circumstances. Praise the Lord. It gives us peace. It gives us joy. It strengthens us. It builds our faith. This is what prayer does. Prayer is not just something that stands alone. Prayer has some ingredients that makes it work. This is what gets this faith to move and faith to working and bringing things and making it happen, because there is ingredients in this faith and this prayer that we pray. Amen. And we must understand that. We must understand that, that this is what we are doing. We are praying to move God, not man. We are praying that we may pray through and brush up God in prayer and with through that we may have a powerful covering. Amen. See, come closer to God and he will come closer to you. Worship God through prayer. It brings us closer. Yes, it does. You see, it brings us closer. And that's why God answers our prayers in three ways. In the three ways he answers our prayers, yes, wait, or no. I got something better. It is the waiting that kills us. It's the waiting that bars us down and makes it hard and there is hard and we can't do it, because that wait works out of experience, and experience works out of hope, and then that's when he gives us that thing, it can make us not ashamed. But God's timing is always the perfect timing. Remember that. God's timing, not your timing. It's always the perfect timing. And sometimes the answer of our prayers is hindered because we are walking in sin. Before we pray, we must always ask God, Lord, cleanse me. Forgive me of every iniquitous sin and shortcoming. That my prayers be not hindered, God. That my prayers be not hindered. And if you fear that this is what's happening to you, ask the Lord to reveal the things to you in your life that is not pleasing to him. And you see, God will make you aware of your sin so that you may confess them and repent. That's what we just said. The Holy Ghost just spoke that. And then trust that he will answer your prayers. We have to always go to the God, to the Lord, repenting every day. We must be repenting spirits. We must repent daily. Yes, I said repent, but people don't use that anymore. They try to discard it, but it still stands. Repent every day. God, I'm sorry. Lord, I've sinned. Don't try to figure out what you've done. Just know that you did, because you're mere flesh. And flesh is the enemy to God. Jesus constantly prayed when he was here on earth. See, he constantly prayed. He didn't pray today and tomorrow. He don't pray no more. Maybe in the morning he don't get up, he don't say anything. We can pray constantly all day, every day, within yourself. You don't have to open your mouth and be loud to be seen. You constantly praying because the spirit man within you, with the connection to God through prayer and worship, becomes a powerful covering that gives you all, praise God, all everything you need. Praise God, it fulfills everything you, because it's constantly praying. It's the prayer wheel is constantly turning. Amen. It is constantly turning. And we must understand. We must come to God with a repenting heart. See, when Jesus prayed on the earth, you see what I'm saying? He prayed. It would separate him from his disciples and from the crowd that he was in. He would go off alone to pray to the Father. Sometimes you have to pull away. You can't fit into everything. Pull away. He told us how to pray. He gave us a sample of how we should pray. And we must know how to pray. See, we must know, praise God, it's time to seek the Lord. That's what he said in Hosea 10 and 12 in the King James Bible. He says it's time to seek the Lord. And the place, praise God, prayer is where you meet God at. Is it the place called there? Be there. Because what he's doing, he wants to meet you that he may instruct you, correct you, cleanse you, let love you, yes, he will, build you up, tear you down, and tear you down. You'll root up, pull up, pluck up. Yeah. And he will prepare us to do his will. Now, that's very important, praise God, because we must understand that. It can be any time, anywhere, but it must be a time set. Without prayer, you're nothing. What do you have to draw on? Nothing. What do you have to look forward to? Nothing. Who can you connect to? Nobody. You must, praise God, know. Praise God, that things are getting harder, it's getting worse, and prayer is the key and the solution to every situation in our lives. We can accomplish less or we can accomplish more. But because we are praying to God, God will do the accomplishing for us. We must understand we don't have to carry the burden. You know, praise God, when you pray, you may feel like you're struggling. You may feel like you're accomplishing more. But because you operated, praise God, in God's strength, not your strength, and if you would spend the ample time and the quality time and hours, praise God, getting to God and being with the Lord instead of watching the television and on the telephone, yes, vain, idle things, and give that time to God, you will see the change, praise God, in your life. We are struggling and do not have to struggle. It's just that easy. Now, that was easy. It is the time to seek the Lord. And if you're living comfortably, okay, with sin that once troubled you, it's time to seek the Lord. If you speak in words of bitterness towards someone who hurt you, it's time to seek the Lord. If you have material things and that consumes, okay, too much of your time and your energy and none is left for God, it is time to seek the Lord. There's a time to seek God. Because the Bible says everything that you give all your time to, that is your God. It becomes a God to you. It's not right. And this is what he said, praise God. It's not right. It's not right. So what he's saying to us, I will never leave you or forsake you. But if you forsaken the place and the prayer, it will show up in your attitude and your action. Yes, it will. It will show up. The people will know. Praise God. And this is what he's saying. We as Christians, praise God, we are commanded to pray. We are commanded. Don't quit praying. Even if you're going through something, still hold to God's unchanging hand and still get a praying. You know, a prayer is, Lord, help me. God, have mercy on me. Father, praise God, Lord, lay your hands on me. A prayer don't necessarily have to be something drawn out, looking at something of an essay. Simple prayers. God hears simple prayers. That's what the man of God did when God had to show up and show out, praise God, for his prophet. All they said was, Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, send down the fire. The prayer was answered. It was a sincere prayer. God heard it. His heart was right. He had a connection to God. He knew God. He spent time with God. You see, we have to understand, we must give ourselves continuously into prayer and to worship, that we may be covered when trouble comes. that we may know, praise, who we can call upon. We must have an open relationship, God, worshiping him in the morning, telling him how much you love him, telling him how much you adore him, telling him how much you miss him. Yes. See, the words of God can increase when we know, praise God, that we're spending time with the Lord. See, if you come this far, if you come this far, praise God, with little prayer, inconsistent prayer, or no prayer, just think how far you would go if you began to pray. Ha ha, Shabbat. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Yes, if you had no prayer, they always say little prayer, little power. Big prayer, big power. No prayer, no power. Yes, no power. And see, we can worship God through prayer so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, yes, but the body is weak. You cannot do it. The body is weak. Worship God through prayer. Be encouraged. And pray to your Heavenly Father today, every day. And you really love to hear from him. If you never heard his voice, my goodness, praise the Lord. You probably just, you would ignore because you don't know it. Worship God in prayer. Worship him. We need to pray, praise God, for our families, for our children. We need to pray for those, praise God, are going through, praise God, even worse than you. But if you're not praying for yourself, you surely can't pray for anybody else. You can't. There is no way you can pray for anybody else. But you must understand, you see. And if you come this far, this is what I'm going to say this again, and you have not prayed, what you think how far you can go if you begin to pray and seek the Lord's face? He says, seek me early that I may be found. Seek me early, and you can find me. But see, on the day Jesus did told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. He told them, don't ever faint. Don't ever faint. You will not reap your benefits if you faint. There is benefits that he has given to us, left for us in the word. Wash up the Father. Wash him up daily. Father, I love you. I thank you, Jesus. You are the lily of the valley. God, I love you because you are the true and the faithful one. You are the one, praise God, that holds all mankind's future in your hand. You are the one, praise God, that hung the moons and laid the stars. You are the one, praise God, that placed the clouds in the sky. You are the one, God, that created, praise God, all that we need. Father, you are an awesome God. You are God, praise God, that watched over us and allowed the angels of God to watch over my family, my children. Praise God, provide for me daily. Father God, you're the one, praise God, when the devil said no, you said yes. And Father God, you are the one, praise God, that knows my future. You hold my future in your hand. Father God, it's your words you said. You said it, praise God. You are not a God of incompletion, but you are a God of completion. Father God, I just want to thank you today. I don't want to ask you for anything. I just want to thank you because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy to be called upon. You are worthy to be recognized. You are reverenced, praise God, in the heavens. Praise God, the angels call you holy, holy all day, all night. Father, I am grateful, praise God, just to be able to call upon your name. You are an awesome God. And, Father, I am pleased, praise God, because, Father God, you take, praise God, you move me, praise God, from the weak to the strong. You pick me up out the muck and the mire of clay. Father God, it's nobody but you, Jesus. God, you are my provider because you stated it in, praise God, Philippians 4:19, that you shall supply all of my needs according to the riches and glory. Father God, I am grateful. Ha, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be able to be in your presence, to stand in your presence and call upon such a holy name. You are Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Father. I bless you today. There's nobody like you. There is no one like you. You are the true and the living God. God, you ask your followers, who do men say that I am? unborn said to, they said, you are the Christ. And, hey, Jesus, thank you. He turned around, he looked at him, he said, but who do you say that I am? See, now that's when you know, praise God, you got the answer. And you can truly say, for thou art the Christ. You are the true and the living God. He is saying to us today, go with God. Go through God with worship and in prayer. Know, praise God, that God is the answer to every problem, every situation. Pray, praise God, going in. Pray coming out. Make prayer, praise God, your number one priority. Number one priority. And when he called us, praise God, we would answer him because we would have no doubt we know him. And we can hear him, praise God, and recognize that he is Abba, Father. As we go through, praise God, we must understand, praise God, and acknowledge that this prayer and worship is a very, very powerful and effective way that God give us that we may be able to bind the enemy and use our authority over Satan. Because he declared, whatever you bind on earth, I will bind it in heaven. We must know, praise God, how to walk in and out and recognize the enemy and use the word to bring him down. Yes, he said in his word, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:19. We need to know, praise God, the weapons of our warfare, who we have, how we can walk in and out, praise God, and not, praise God, be overtaken by the enemy, but we may bring him down, pulling down the strongholds. Amen. I praise God for this, praise the Lord, because the word is true. We must know, praise God, that God and prayer and worship work together. It works together. We can go through, praise God, worship, go through prayer, and receive a powerful prayer covering. That we may know, praise God, that we're protected against the enemy. Amen. We must understand, praise God, that God gives, God provides, and he knows his children. He said, if the devil shall give to his children, how much more shall I give unto mine? Get a honest, open relationship with the Father. Know him, Heavenly Father. We must pray, praise God, in the power of the Holy Ghost, by the authority of the written word of God and the victory of Jesus Christ and for in his shedded blood. Jesus, see, he destroyed the works, praise God, of the devil, and he triumphed over him in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and by his blood. See, he allowed us that he bind and he rebuked and he brings to no effect. See, he do all of that. He said, I bind, I rebuke, and I bring to no effect. All division, discord, disunity, rebellion, disobedient, confused, disordered, praise God. Criticism, condemnation, vainglory, envy and jealousy, gossip, slander, evil speaking, filthy words coming from the people's mouths, lying, hindering spirits, yes, deceiving and scorning spirits, false teaching, yes, false gifts, manifestation, lies, signs, and wonders. I rebuke him. I rebuke and I bind, praise God, and bring to no effect. Depravity, the lack of want and fear of lack and fear and related spirits to fear. Harassing, obscene spirits, murmuring, complaining, seducing spirits, and spirits of the Antichrist, occults, witchcraft spirits. And I break, praise God, all the curses that have been placed against me, my family, my children, my grands, my loved ones. I break it. And Father,
and the power of negative words and with attitude coming out of the mouth of the people against you, yours, mine. Yes, I break all the generational curses and diseases, all of them. Father, I am a child of the King. I am to have the best and not the less. I break and I render useless all prayers not inspired by the Holy Ghost. What are they, psychic force, you know, soul forces, witchcraft, counterfeit tongues that has been placed against me and mine, you and yours? I am free from all demonic forces, from whom the sun set free. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Jesus, it's free indeed. And I am subject to God. I resist the devil, and he flees from me in terror. For no weapon, no evil shall come against me and mine. Against me and mine. For I escape from the snare of the devil. Father, I'm grateful today for you. And I give you glory and I give you honor and I appreciate you. Because I know prayer work. And I know worship is the tool to making it work. God, today, help us, Father, to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Help us to know, praise God, that you are, and because you are, I am. Father God, I thank you today, and I bless you, I magnify you, and Father, help me to become closer, a more worshiper, always seeking you in prayer, not quitting, but always, praise God, persevering. God, I'm grateful, and I thank you today for this word. And I want you to be encouraged and to pray to your Heavenly Father today and every day. And he really loves to hear from you. Until this time next week, until this time, praise God, tomorrow, praise God, I want you, praise God, to be blessed. I need you, praise God, to keep this broadcast in prayer. And praise God, tell someone about the word, praise God, because the word is true all by itself. And everything is going down but the word of God. You be blessed. Pray that you enjoy it. And until this time, until tomorrow, tune in to Blog Talk Radio. To Anointed Word Ministry with Pastor Hula Starling. You have a blessed day. You be blessed. Let God use you. Let him use you. Let him use you. Praise God. Be, praise God, a mouthpiece for the Lord. Let people know that God is who he say he is. He's never changed. He don't change. He don't give up. God is always, he do exactly what he say he would do. But in order, praise God, for you to get the results, you must, praise God, have an open relationship with the Father, with the Lord, going, praise God, going to him through, praise God, with prayer and worship, that he can cover you from every anger and bind the strong hands of the enemy. Worship God through prayer. Be encouraged. Until this time tomorrow at 8 o'clock, no. God is who he say he is. He changed not. You be blessed. Have a blessed day.